Αν αυτές τις γιορτές νιώθεις παιδί, μείνε στον κόσμο μας.
93,6 και 100 μετά.
Ο Γιάννης Πετρίδης και η δεκαετία του 80. Καθώς προχωράμε προς το τέλος της δεκαετίας του 80, θα έχετε παρατηρήσει ότι παρουσιάζουμε όλες τις τάσεις της μουσικής σε αυτή τη δεκαετία. Σήμερα το πρόγραμμα είναι αφιερωμένο στους μαύρους καλλιτέχνες. ξεκίνησα από το άλμπουμ Love Sexy του Prince του 1988. Ένα από τα σπουδαία τραγούδια, τα πολλά που ηχογράφησε, ήταν το Alphabet Street. Και τώρα Michael Jackson. Άλλη μια επιτυχία από το Bad. Το 1989 το άλμπουμ Rhythm Nation 1814 απογειώνει την καριέρα της Janet Jackson. Η μία επιτυχία μετά την άλλη, με την παραγωγή των Jimmy Jam και Terry Lewis. Από τις μεγάλες επιτυχίες της χρονιάς, Miss You Much. We'll be right back. Ο Αντρέ Σιμών είναι και αυτός από την παρέα του Prince. Κάνει παραγωγή σε μια ταραντούχα τραγουδίστρια, την Jody Watley, που ήταν σε συγκρότημα πριν την σόλο καριέρα της. Από τις επιτυχίες του 1989, το Real Love με την Jody Watley. Jody Watley από το συγκρότημα των Salamar, Real Love. Την ίδια χρονιά αυτός ο νέος ήχος στη μαύρη μουσική, το New Jack Swing, είναι κυρίαρχος σχεδόν σε πάρα πολλές ηχογραφήσεις. Ο παραγωγός Teddy Riley, πίσω από έναν πολύ ταραντούχο R&B τραγουδιστή, τον Keith Sweat, I Want Her. We'll be right back. Παρόλο που βρισκόμαστε στο 1988 και η μουσική rap, το hip-hop όπως το λέμε σήμερα, έχει βγει από τα τέλη της δεκαετίας του 70, δεν είναι η κυρίαρχη μουσική στον χώρο της μαύρης μουσικής ή γενικότερα θα έλεγα. Η R&B που κυριαρχεί είναι διαφορετική. Αυτή του Prince, του Michael Jackson, των μαύρων crooners και αυτό που σας είπα, το New Jack Swing. Για παράδειγμα, Bobby Brown από τους New Edition, από τα πολύ μεγάλα ονόματα εκείνα τα τελευταία χρόνια του 80. Παραγωγή Babyface και L.A. Reid. Don't be cruel.
I Αν αυτά τα Χριστούγεννα νιώθεις τυχερός,
μείνε στον κόσμο μας.
93,6 και 107.
Yeah.
Η Whitney Houston από το 1987 και I Gonna Dance With Somebody. Παραγωγή του σπουδαίου Naranda Michael Walden. Ακούσαμε Bobby Brown και Whitney Houston από τα τέλη της δεκαετίας του 80. Κανείς βέβαια δεν μπορούσε να φανταστεί τη συνέχεια που θα είχαν αυτοί οι δύο στην δεκαετία του 90. Η Gap Band για τη συνέχεια. Το τραγούδι λέγεται All of My Love. Ένα συγκρότημα που έχει και οι δύο από αυτούς μεγάλη τηλεοπτική καριέρα εκείνη την εποχή με ένα σίριαλ, βγάζουν το δεύτερο άλμπουμ τους. He's the DJ, I'm the rapper ήταν ο τίτλος του άλμπουμ. 1988. Ποιος θα φανταζόταν τότε ότι ο ένας από τους δύο χρόνια μετά θα έπαιρνε βραβείο Όσκαρ πρώτου ανδρικού ρόλου.
One year my mom took me school shopping. It was me, my brother, my mom, oh, my pop, and my little sister all hopped in the car. We headed downtown to the gallery mall. My mom started bugging with the clothes she chose. I didn't say nothing at first, I just turned to my nose. She said, what's wrong? This shirt cost $20. I said, mom, the shirt is plaid with a butterfly collar. The next half hour was the same old thing. My mother buying me clothes from 1963. And then she lost her mind and did the ultimate. I asked her for Adidas and she bought me Zips. I said, mom, what are you doing? You ruined my rep.
She said, you're only 16, you don't have a rep yet. I said, mom, let's put these clothes back, please. She said, no, you go to school to learn, not for a fashion show. I said, this isn't shining up. Come on, mom, I'm not Bowser. Mom, please put back the bell-bottom Brady Bunch trousers. But if you don't want to, I can live with that. But you gotta put back the double-knit reversible slacks. She wasn't with it, everything stayed the same. Inevitably, the first day of school came. I thought I could get over. I tried to play sick, but my mom said, no, no way, forget it. There was nothing I could do. I tried to relax. I got dressed up in those ancient artifacts. And when I walked into school, it was just as I thought. The kids were cracking up, laughing at the clothes mom bought. And those who weren't laughing still had a ball, because they were pointing and whispering as I walked down the hall. I got home and told my mom how my day went. She said, if they were laughing, you don't need them, because they're not good friends. For the next 6 hours, I tried to explain to my mom that I was going to have to go through this about 200 more times. So to you other kids all across the land, there's no need to argue. Parents just don't understand. Okay, here's the situation. My parents went away on a week's vacation and they left the keys to the brand new Porsche. Will they mind? Well, of course not. I'll just take it for a little spin and maybe show it off to a couple of friends. I'll just cruise it around the neighborhood. Well, maybe I should. Yeah, of course I should. Pay attention, here's the thick of the plot. I pulled up to the corner at the end of my block. And that's when I saw this beautiful girly girl walking. I picked up my car phone to perpetrate like I was talking. You should have seen this girl's bodily dimensions. I honked my horn just to get her attention. She said, was that for me? I said, yeah. She said, why? I said, come on and take a ride with a hell of a guy. She said, how do I know you're not sick? You could be some deranged lunatic. I said, come on, Tuts, my name is the Prince. Besides, would a lunatic have a Porsche like this? She agreed and we were on our way. She was looking very good, so was I, must say, word. We hit McDonald's, pulled into the drive. We ordered two Big Macs and two large fries and Cokes. She kicked the shoes off onto the floor. She said, drive fast, speed turns me on. She put her hand on my knee, I put my foot on the gas. We almost got whiplash, I took off so fast. The sunroof was open, the music was high, and this girl's hand was steadily moving up my thigh. She had opened up three buttons on her shirt so far. I guess that's why I didn't notice that police car. We're doing 90 in my mom's new Porsche, and to make this long story short, when the cop pulled me over, I was scared as hell. I said, I don't have a license, but I drive very well, officer. I almost had a heart attack that day. Come to find out the girl was a 12-year-old runaway. I was arrested, the car was impounded. There was no way for me to avoid being grounded. My parents had to come off a vacation to get me. I'd rather be in jail than to have my father hit me. My parents walked in and I got my grip. I said, mom, dad, how was your trip? They didn't speak. I said, I want to plead my case. But my father just shoved me in the car by my face. That was a hard ride home. I don't know how I survived it. They took turns. One would beat me while the other one was driving. I can't believe it. I just made a mistake. Well, parents are the same no matter time, no place. So to you other kids all across the land, take it from me. Parents just don't understand.
Parents just don't understand. DJ Jazzy Jeff και French Prince. Ο Will Smith είναι αυτός που έκανε σπουδαία solo καριέρα σαν τραγουδιστής, αλλά ακόμα πιο σπουδαία καριέρα στον κινηματογράφο από τους δημοφιλέστερους ηθοποιούς στις επόμενες δεκαετίες και βραβευμένος με Όσκαρ. Την ίδια εποχή είχε βγάλει και ένα άλλο τραγούδι. Σας θυμίζω ότι στα τέλη της δεκαετίας του 80 υπήρχε εκείνη η σειρά των ταινιών «A Nightmare on Elm Street». Το τραγούδι λέγεται «A Nightmare on My Street».
To tell about this guy, you all know me and we're scared as hell. He comes to me at night after I call into bed. He's burnt up like a weenie and his name is Fred. He wears the same hat and sweater every single day. And even if it's hot outside, he wears it anyway. He's home when I'm awake, but he shows up when I'm asleep. I can't believe that there's a nightmare on my street. If I remember it right, and we had just gotten back off tour last night. So the gang and I thought that it would be groovy if we summon up the posse and dumb rush the movies. I got Angie, Jeff got Tina, Reddy Rock got some girl I've never seen in my life. That was alright though, cause the lady was chill. Then we dipped to the theater, set to Ill, buggin', Cole having a ball. And something about Elm Street was the movie we saw. The way it started was decent, you know, nothing real fancy about this homeboy named Fred and this girl named Nancy. But word, when it was over, I said, yo, that was death. And everything seemed all right when we left. But when I got home and laid down to sleep, that began the nightmare on my street. In my room like an oven. My bed soaked with sweat and man, I was bugging. I checked the clock, it had stopped at 12:30. It had melted, it was so darn hot and I was thirsty. I wanted something cool to quench my thirst. I thought to myself, yo, this heat is the worst. But when I got downstairs, I noticed something was wrong. I was home all alone, but the TV was on. I thought nothing of it as I grabbed the remote. I pushed the power button, and then I almost choked when I heard this awful voice coming from behind. It said,
you can't escape it now, and now you must die.
Man, I ain't even wait to see who it was. Broke outside in my drawers and screamed so long, cuz. Got halfway up the block, I calmed down and stopped screaming, then thought, oh, I get it, I must be dreaming. I strolled back home with a grin on my grill. I figured since this is a dream, I might as well get ill. I walked in the house, the big bad Fresh Prince. But Freddy killed all that noise real quick. He grabbed me by my neck and said,
here's what we'll do. We got a lot of work here, me and you. The souls of your friends, you and I will claim. You've got the body and I got the brain.
I said, yo, Fred, I think you got me all wrong. I ain't partners with nobody with nails that long. Look, I'll be honest, man, this team won't work. The girls won't be on you, Fred, your face is all burnt. Fred got mad and his head started steaming. But I thought, what the hell, I'm only dreaming. I said, please leave, Fred, so I can get some sleep. But give me a call, man, maybe we'll hang out next week. I pat him on the shoulder, said, thanks for stopping by. Then I opened up the door and said, take care, guy. He got mad, drew back his arm and slashed my shirt. I laughed at first and thought, hold up, that hurt. It wasn't a dream, man, this guy was for real. I said, Freddy, how it's been an awful mistake here. No further words, and then I darted upstairs. Crashed through my door, then jumped on my bed. Pulled the covers up over my head. Said, oh, please do something with Fred. He jumped on my bed, but through the covers with his claws. Tried to get me, but my alarm went off. And then silence. It was a whole new day, I thought. I wasn't scared of him anyway. Until I noticed those rips in my sheets. And that was proof that there had been a nightmare on my street. Come on, Jeff, answer it! Come on, man.
Hello?
Jeff, it's Prince, man.
Jeff, wake up. Jeff, wake up.
What do you want?
Jeff, wake up, man. Listen to me, Jeff.
It's 3 o'clock
Jeff,
in the morning.
Listen,
what
Jeff,
do you
would
want?
You listen to me? Whatever you do, don't fall asleep. Jeff, listen to me. Don't go to sleep.
Ο Will Smith και ο Freddy Krueger. 1989. Το άλμπουμ τους κυκλοφορεί και γνωρίζουμε ένα πολύ καλό συγκρότημα, τους De La Soul. Me, Myself and I.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, tell me mirror what is wrong. Can it be my daylight clothes or is it just my daylight soul? What I do ain't make believe, people say I sit and try. But when it comes to being daylight, it's just me, myself and I. Just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. For me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory for plug one and two. But that glory's been denied by cassids and gookie eyes. People think they diss my person by stating I'm darkly packed. I know this, so I point at Q-Tip and he stays
black as black.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, shovel chestnuts in my path. Just keep all nuts with the nuts so I don't get an aftermath. But if I do, I'll calmly punch them in the 4th day of July. Cause they try to mess with 3rd degree, that's me, myself, and I. Nah. It's just me, myself, and I. Me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I.
Σήμερα η τεχνική επιμέλεια ήταν από τον Γιώργο Κωστόπουλο. Ανανεώνουμε τη συνάντησή μας την άλλη εβδομάδα την ίδια ώρα εδώ πάντα στο Κόσμος. Ήταν η De La Soul αυτή που ακούσατε και είναι η Soul του Soul αυτή που θα ακούσετε τώρα. Δίπλα μου ο Δημήτρης Ζουγρής, ήταν ο Γιάννης Πετρίδης.